This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome aboard. Put the tray table up and prepare for takeoff. That's right. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I hope you got the seatbelt fastened. Oh, yeah. Both get her snug. Get her snug. Best part about it all here in Auto World, folks, you're sitting in your favorite room, your favorite chair, on the couch in your chair, even on the floor, even in your car. It doesn't matter. But the best part of it all is no masks needed. Okay, you're sitting all by yourself, social distancing from yourself, I hope, and or your friends. Glad you could join us here on Auto World. What is Auto World? Well, ask yourself that question. You've got an Auto World, and you're in it right now. As soon as you get in your car, truck, and take off, you're in that Auto World. Yes, you're on the freeway, side roads, wherever you might be, even on a dirt road, saying hello to those Michelin tires, grabbing that dirt, getting you up that mountain. Woohoo! Well, I'm coming from the Auto World Plaza at the Greasy Garage Studio, and it's good to be here with you each and every week to share, to give, and hopefully teach you something about. We want to be having fun. That's all it is. Of course, Auto World, we do fast facts, I do recalls, I do a compare a car segment here on Auto World, I do interviews, and oh, I love this on this day in automotive history. What happened? We're going to have that for you here on the third hour. I also have that word rideshare. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, I always want to go into the email bag and pull out another email and share with you and help fix that person's automobile. Maybe you might be just buying or selling a car. You might need help there. I've been in the automotive world myself for 45 years, started very, very young at the age of 13. And, of course, at the age of 13, I bought my first car. My dad drove it home. I actually still have it, and it's a 65 Dodge Coronet 440. Oh, yeah, two-door hardtop. What's that mean? That means when I roll down the driver's door window and the back quarter panel window, there's no bar in the way. See, you don't want the bar. You don't want all that nuisance and the stuff like that in the way. That's called a hardtop. If you had the bar, it'd be called a sedan. Well, I have a hardtop, and it keeps going up in value every second that I talk, and it doesn't matter. When I say value, that's dollars, dollars and cents. But does it really matter? Well, to me, it really, really doesn't. Because, you know, if you're going to keep a car, take care of it, keep it around, do maintenance on it, exercise it, start it up, get it up to operating temperatures, do all that. You know, when you do that, then you know you're going to have a great car for later. You might even, I'm starting to get to the point, this thing is spoiled. It's sitting in the museum here, and, you know, it doesn't see any weather anymore. Or, yeah, I only drive it out when it's good weather. You know, that kind of stuff. But I also have, do you even wash your car? Yeah. Well, I hope you do, because it keeps the resale value up. Getting all the dirty grime and suet and everything off of your paint. See, paint has pigment in it. It has pores in it, just like your skin. And those pores are pits, and those pits gather up dirt, sediment, sap. Yes, acid rain. Does it rain in your area? I bet it does. Acid. What's that? That's that, you know, the auto body shop paint. Yes, I know you live in a city, and those cities have facilities that fix car damage, dents. Then they have to paint it. Well, where's the exit? Where's the exhaust pipe for when they are in the paint booth shooting for all the overspray to be shot? Well, that overspray goes out to their chimney and into the air and goes into the clouds. Now, did I happen to mention about your brand new paint on your house that you just painted? Or they painted? You hired them to paint it? Where's that going? Into the air. See, you even have overspray when they, well, if they spray your house, you have overspray. If they brush it, you don't have any overspray there. But there's a lot more houses getting sprayed than anything. So you mix tree sap, bush sap, yes, and even, did I say something about your allergies? Flower and grass sap? Oh, allergies. Uh-huh. Oh, what do they put in the air? My allergies are bothering me, Mark. That all goes into the air and goes up into the clouds. And each and every one of us is in a different zip code. And I do appreciate that because Auto World is a syndicated national radio talk show. So I'm talking to a lot of folks out there right here, right now, with a different zip code, which their clouds and your zip code are different than my zip code. So that means that if you're in Concrete Jungle, L.A., you're going to have more paint fumes, overspray in the air, and you may even have more rain. And that comes down into those open pore pigments in your paint. So let's keep the cars washed. Yeah. Don't use dishwash soap, by the way. Dishwash soap is designed to, you know, that Dawn, it's designed to take all the oils out of anything and everything that it touches. And it does take the oil out of your paint. That's not good. So don't do that. What kind of car wash soap should I buy then, Mark? Go to the auto parts store. You got quite a few of those out there. You got AutoZone and O'Reilly's and Pep Boys and Advanced. And there's quite a few of those franchised boxes, I call them. You can go in and go right to the car wash aisle. And don't get confused, but you will, because there's so many different brands of car wash soap, let alone, you know, the interior clean to all kinds of cleaners for your car. So what would I recommend, you say? Well, there's basically three brands. Meguiar's, Mother's. Oh, did I say Turtle Wax? I just did. There's three brands. Take your pick. Just make sure that you buy their car wash soap. Just don't use dishwash soap. When you do that, you can also get a car wash soap with wax already in it. I do recommend that, by the way. And I know Meguiar's has a ceramic spray-on wax. You just spray it and wipe, and off you go. And what that spray-on wax does, remember the days of paste wax? You know, you'd get your metal so it wouldn't get too hot, not too cold, then you go out and you paste wax it, wait for it to cloud up, turn white, and you sit there with your, just wear your body out, rubbing all that off of there. That's just no fun. Man, today, you just keep, wash the car quick, mist, and wipe. What that does is that ceramic wax fills in all the pores and the pits, brings the level back up smooth again. That's why it looks good. They also have Scratch X, which works really good on scratches and gets that stuff out. All it gets down to, folks, you not only do feel better and proud that you have a clean-looking vehicle and you go into the next get-together, you know, or even if your car's out front, you do want to look better than the neighbor. I know you do. Let them have the mud on their car. I want you to look good, because when you're listening to Auto World, you got to look good. Absolutely. Okay, so with that said, you know what? It's time to find out what happened on this day in automotive history. Well, I'm pretty close. It was August 1st, actually, 2007. Well, let me get back here. I'm reading the wrong name. The Moonmobile. I want to get to the moon. It was July 31st, 1971. Remember that day, 1971? The first drive on the moon with an automobile. Oh, my goodness. Truly out of this world event. Of course, United States astronaut David Scott, James Irwin, became the first people to drive an automobile on a Martian-like surface on this day in 1971. Oh, my gosh. They did a casual cruise, of course, occurring during the Apollo 15 NASA mission to the moon. Remember that? And I believe General Motors was involved with that automobile. No body on it, of course. They didn't have to worry about washing and waxing it. But it definitely came back. I would love to have been able to get a couple of specks of the dust off the moon into my little Curia cabinet here, along with all my other car stuff. But yeah, that happened back in July 31st, 1971. I wonder how much that car costs today. Wonder if they still have it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happened on this day back in 1971 in automotive history. Kind of a neat thing to share with you, absolutely. And now, that's one thing that, you know, are you really happy with the car that you've got? Yeah? Well, I hope so. If not, we're going to help you get happy. Get a smile on your face here on Auto World. Join us at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Get that foot off the accelerator pedal. Slow it up. Oh, not here on Auto World. We're going to get faster and faster. No, only if we need to. Anyway, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark. It's good to be along with you. 45 years of automotive repair and being involved and listening. And basically, my heartbeat's been around the car all my life. It's all I've ever done. And what a pleasure. Been on the radio and broadcasting since 1995. And that's where I met Bob Long. And from that point on, we had been good friends. And today I want to again shout out to his wife, Sharon, and little Lucy. Bob's health's not doing very well. Pray for him to get better. And he asked me, he can no longer do Auto World because of health issues, and asked me to carry on the legacy. And I accepted, and I'm very proud, sad, and very proud at the same time to do this. And I'm very honored to be with you each and every week, and I'm honored that you are listening and tuning in, and all the affiliates are a very special treat to have, all the affiliates being nationwide throughout the U.S. and the world, and of course GCNLive.com you can listen to on the internet anywhere you're at with what other stations that I'm not on. And you know, if I could ask a favor, if you'd like, if you're listening to me here on Auto World on GCNLive.com, if you just go down to the radio station in your local town and walk in and scream, "I want Auto World." And with that, you're going to do a little housekeeping. And that little housekeeping, how do you reach Mark Evans? Well, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email. Of course, I do have a Facebook page. You can Facebook me at any time. Every once in a while, I'll put some goodies on there. You can be involved there. And, of course, GCNLive.com. You can see what I look like there on that website, and soon to be. I'm also on Instagram, and soon to be we're going to have the AutoWorldMedia.com website up. And we have a lot of great gifts for you there that you can go into and look. And of course, you're going to have some good laughs, because you're going to see some of the old photos of Mark Evans from the past, interviewing a lot of great people from Vegas to California to, you know, the L.A. show to Pebble Beach to a lot of car shows that I've been involved with, broadcasting live there and recording that all, of course. And then I've got some interviews I'm going to get. Hopefully we can get those dubbed up and get them on so we can get Axelrod Alex to play them for you, because these are some interviews that I did way back when with folks that it's now come true, meaning Tesla. Yeah, Elon Musk. I got him behind the microphone years ago, and it was just a dream for him. And we're going to hopefully get that. And I've been in the, you know, when a sponsor comes aboard here on Auto World, I want to basically make sure for you that the sponsor has a product that you and I both can use. It betters our life, and it makes us our car better, makes our car run better, makes our car so it lasts longer, etc. And so I've been taught by a lot of great companies out there about a lot of many items that are sitting in your car. I've been to factories where they are building the cars, and yeah, I'm sitting there looking and asking dumb questions, and that's how you learn. You just ask questions you don't know anything about, and that's what brings out the answers. And I've learned a lot. I know that the word oil, I've learned a lot about oils over the years, and that's something that I'm glad I did. Like a little tidbit, a lot of you know oil and know that you have to have it in your gas-burning vehicle, your diesel-burning vehicle. You don't need any oil in an electric car, but here's a little question for each and every one of you. What when you go buy oil, it's got the 10-30W. Or 10-40W, those numbers are, of course, the weight of the oil, viscosity of the oil. But what's the W stand for? So let's throw that out there. That's the trivia question here on Auto World. What does the W stand for on the bottle of oil? 10-30W. What's the W stand for? The phone number here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. And of course, that email is hot and live at all times, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's our email. Let's go and do another. And this is actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know. Let me make sure here. Alex, I'm going to grab the email bag, reach in, pull another one out. There we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a good email here from, yeah. Wait a minute. Better read a little bit more of it here first. It's from Carrie. It says, "Hi, Mark. have an oil question for you.
What?
I just got done talking about oil. I got lucky there, didn't I? How often should I change my oil? 3,000, 5,000, 7,500 miles? I was raised by my dad to change it every 3,000 miles, but my owner's manual says 7,500. The quick lube I go to sends a reminder to me every 3 months. Help? Please. Confused, Gary. Good question. Well, first, Gary, okay, let's go back to the word dad. My dad also, he changed his oil every 2,000 miles. Well, cars have changed big time. Oils have changed. They've got better. Car engines have got better. The way cars run have definitely got better, meaning that lower RPMs, less spark. They're fuel injected over carbureted. Carbureted meaning, you know, the carburetor would just base on top of your engine, and the gas would come down the top of that carburetor, and then if it's an 8-cylinder, it would try to, whatever cylinder at the time had an intake valve open, it would suck that gas down through that cylinder, and then, of course, the motor runs very fast and an idle even, and then that gas would go to the second cylinder, etc. So, as we used to call the quadrajet in the Chevrolet General Motors brand, quadriflush. Yes, because it would flush all that gas right down the throat of that engine. And, of course, a lot of that gas would go right out the exhaust pipe. Well, so with that said, it wouldn't burn all the fuel. Well, a lot of that fuel would get down into the oil. Yes, pistons and rings, as the rings around the pistons, wouldn't be complete. They cannot be completely set. So contaminants would not get past them. So you'd have gas get past them, get down into the oil. Yes. Flash burn the oil because the explosion of all the gas up on the top of the cylinder would boom and go past the rings and then singe the top of the oil that was in the bottom of the oil pan, causing what? Ash, yes, and carbon in the oil. So that was a carburetor engine. Well, a fuel-injected management engine today sprays the fuel in a very small vapor. So that with that said, then you got O2 sensors, of course, on the new cars, measuring the hydrocarbons, telling the computer how much, if it's lean or if it's too rich, out the exhaust pipe. So that oil in that type of engine is a lot cleaner, not getting contaminated as bad as the old carbureted engines that our dads used to drive or our moms used to drive. So that was a good thing that I see my dad taught me every 2,000 miles back in that day. When we come back, we're going to take that oil word and find out what the W stands for that's on that oil bottle when we return. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV.
Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation.
And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device.
Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars.
Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so.
Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV.
So say adios,
arrivederci,
goodbye to the high cable bill,
and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today.
These are limited time offers and can change at any time.
Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Rocking and rolling. Don't want to start out in high gear in a little Mini Cooper, because if you did, you'd burn the clutch up. Ooh, that smell. Oh, that's the best smell. And then you splash a little gas around your, yeah, for some aftershave. And you ladies, oh, that oil. Yeah, show that oil. Let's get back to that oil. Oil question. What does that W stand for on that oil bottle, folks? You have that 10-30W. It could stand for winner. Wiener. Or, you know, you're the winner? I don't know. What does it stand for? Here's our phone number at Auto World, 855-660-4261. And with that said, let's go to the phones and talk to Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Swami Mark. How you doing? Great show as
good.
Always.
Doing good. Thank you, Frank. It's good to be here, you know. There's a lot of things on the plate every week to talk about when it comes to the automotive.
Yes, sir.
How's your automotive world been?
Oh, kind of a little bummer today. I was out getting the car ready to load on the flatbed tomorrow when they come early. Today I got a dragging starter armature, so I got a new starter for the mechanic to plug in tomorrow. No big deal.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
I wanted to tell you a funny drive-in story. We ran a drive-in from, like, 53 to... 89 was the last summer of operation. It was the sunset drive-in. And one night I was out front at the ticket booth, you know, selling tickets, you know, saying hi to all the people to come in. And this little, I forget what kind of little white truck it was. This was a little white foreign truck, you know, maybe a Toyota or something. Little short thing, you know. And I went out there and said hi to the fellow. He was a young father, and he had the baby over there in the seat next to him. And so he comes in. They go in, park. And I thought, that's kind of funny, you know, a father with the baby alone I just kept an eye on it, and sure enough, later on I see a second head appear in the truck, you know. So I knew something was going on.
Oh, now, was this at the drive-in theater, Frank, or?
A drive-in theater, and when I was filling in the ticket, the little kid said, "Mommy, back." And the father said, she's back home. She wanted to stay for some reason. But I kept an eye on it anyway. When I saw the second head come up, I walked out there, and sure enough, there was the wife sitting there in the truck. He had managed to get behind the seat in that little short space.
Oh, no.
I guess he threw a blanket over some. I never suspected that small a space. And I said, okay, she's here. Give me the rest of the money.
Yeah.
People in the cars around were snickering and laughing, and I tell you, those people were so embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, I can't. Isn't that sad, Frank, that you'd ask your wife to go? Because those little trucks have no room behind that seat.
I know.
And none.
The screen is still standing. We sold the property a while back, but the screen, man, it's built like a battleship. The bottom of the image area, the screen area, is 40 feet off the ground, 40 feet up.
And
The screen itself is 40 feet high and 80 feet across. It's the biggest one in town, and it still stands.
And
we sold the property.
And this is
a big farmer. He's farming the land. We didn't want to sell it to some bunch of little houses or something, you know.
Well, yeah. Now, Frank, is this in New Mexico there?
Yeah, we're just side of Albuquerque, and it was the Sunset Drive-In. We closed it in after the summer of '89. It had been open since '53. And
wow.
I was kind of sad to shut it down.
Yeah. Because Netflix came along and the internet came along and all that. But let me ask you this. I mean, do you think you could reopen that up and people would come again?
Well, I really don't know. They are having a resurgence in some areas, you know, just due to this stupid plague baloney. And but like I said, we sold the property to a big farmer. He's using the land for farming, but the screen still stands, and it's just kind of a monument.
Look, kind of help, because I grew up at them. You know, I went to them and all that. But that's huge. Those things are so big that, you know, you could. How many rows of cars did you have?
Oh, Jesus, we could hold 400 cars. I forget how many rows there were. There must have been 30 rows, maybe 25, and they were way across. Anyway, that screen is built like a battleship. Huge steel piers. The screen is steel. Like I say,
How wide did you say it was? 80 feet?
80 feet across, 40 feet tall, and elevated 40 feet off the ground. CinemaScope and everything on that screen. Yeah.
Wow. So, a windstorm, man. You got to have that. It's got to be built like a battleship to withstand all the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, now, what is it made out of? Because you projected the movie on that. What did you project on? Is it just metal?
Yes, it's white metal. I mean, metal painted white. The flattest, whitest paint you can get. That gives the best picture. And the projection house and concession building were 400 feet back from the screen. So we had huge carbon arc lamp projectors, you know, like a giant welder. They draw 90 amps, you know.
yeah. And so you own this, did you build this from scratch, Frank, or no?
No.
No?
My family owned it. I was a kid when it was built, you know, in '53. And professional builders had to come in and build it because, you know, there was no locals that could do that. But the steel was all bought here locally.
Do you have the metal audio boxes that we'd hang on our windows there, of course?
Oh, yeah. I had a whole bunch of them. I brought home about, I've still got about 100 of them out there in my
You still got?
Unit.
Oh, I've got a talkie out of one of those. I don't have one. I've been looking for one of those for many years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I have been.
I looked the other day, and they're not all over eBay, but there's some vendors out there selling them. And I was surprised to see that. I guess they're kind of a collector's deal.
Well, you know, with this said, I mean, this that microphone on the pipe and all, and then do you have a picture of your drive-in that would go with that, and I could buy that from you? That would be really neat history to share with everybody here in the museum.
Well, I don't know really if I have any period pictures of it. I probably do in a stack somewhere. If I do, I'll run up a copy and send it off to you, and we can discuss the speaker. I want to see
yeah.
a nice one, you know, not a beat-up one. I mean, they're sturdy. At first, I thought they were aluminum, you know, and I thought, oh, I can go sell these things for aluminum. No, they're just
yeah.
they're pot metal.
yeah, just pot metal. But I really believe, Frank, that I think we could light those drive-ins up again. I really do. I think people, I saw that special. I think Jane Pauley actually did a special on TV about the drive-ins. I don't know if you saw that or not on TV. But
oh, I missed that one.
Yep. They're like you stated earlier. They're starting to light them up again, and well, I hate to say it, but you know, like you said, the farmer's doing the ground there, the dirt now, and I don't, you know, if you get down and talk to the farmer, he'd probably be better off you two as partnering up on the drive-in again, more so than making, you know, a paycheck on the farming aspect of it anymore. Because I think the kids.
He's a successful guy.
Is he doing good? Good.
Yeah.
Good. I think
anyway,
it'd be pretty neat.
I want to run that story by you, and I know we'll break
yeah.
it up, so I better cut you loose.
Thank you, Frank, for calling in and supporting Auto World. Appreciate the story. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye, Mark.
Bye, Frank. Hey, that's how you do it, folks. Here on Auto World, I'd love to hear from you with good, bad, and your stories. The number is 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Theaters. Hopefully you've got one in your town still, and hopefully that all of you are driving out there and having fun and looking over at the other person in the other car and just waving. And oh, those were the days. Oh, that's fun. A lot of the best popcorn in the world was at the drive-in theater. But here's a little bit of news too that come across in 1947 here on Auto World. 1947, well, Auto World wasn't started in 1947, but back in 1947, driver's education classes begin in many American high schools. 1947. I guess that a lot of you might have got your driver's license or didn't have a driver's license. You just hopped on the tractor at the farm and started driving the tractor or the little the truck or car or whatever it is to help mom and dad out on the farm. Didn't need a driver's license. And today, boy, what a nightmare here at Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from and where I live in the Auto World Plaza. It is a nightmare. Down there at the DMV now, you got to wait 2 hours to even get a driver's license. Yeah, just to renew it. Yes, sometimes you can do it online, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it does not work. But it's a nightmare. It's good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World each and every week. We do 3 hours here. The whole crew at Auto World, myself, and all the people that you hear at the end of the show that I thank. It takes quite a bit of folks to carry it on and give you information, news, and it's always a pleasure to have you join us here on Auto World. You can join us at any time. Our number is 855-660-4261. And email is good all the time, folks, if you need help with your car questions, repair, and or if you just want to ask, how do I get rid of this clunker? You can do it. That email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I want to get to a virtual car week right now in Auto World, something that we've always done. I've broadcasted at Pebble Beach for many years, and Pebble Beach, of course, Concours d'Elegance has changed this year. They have it in August, of course, pretty much in the middle of the week. And, well, now, as I asked earlier in the program, are you a YouTuber? And what is a YouTuber? Well, a YouTuber, you just go online, internet, and you go YouTube.com, and you get to see each and everybody's videos and how to, why to, how come to. Maybe you are one of the people that do videos on YouTube and trying to help other people out, and that'd be fine. That's great. You know, absolutely. Well, it's changed a little bit in today's world, that YouTube channel that you might have, and they're taking advantage of YouTube. That's what I'm talking about here, is that the Peterson Automotive Museum out of L.A. announces the complete schedule of events and lists the judges ahead of its virtual car week down at Pebble Beach, premiering on the museum's YouTube channel in August 12th through the 16th. Again, you can dial into YouTube on their channel August 12th through the 16th, Peterson Car Week. They presented by Michelin will be including vehicle debuts, of course, and talks with BMW, Ford, Gunther Works, and first look at the new T50 from Gordon Murray Design. Garage tours from notable collectors, of course, and manufacturers. Virtual car shows hosted by The Quail. The Quail is just right down the street from, of course, Carmel. Beautiful town. Legends of the Autobahn. PCA Exotics on Broadway. Concorso Italiano, which is a couple days there in that week of Pebble Beach Week. Live car auctions and market spotlights from Bring a Trailer, RM, Sotheby's will be there, Bonneman's will be there, RM will be there. Of course, the Speed Festival, WeatherTech Raceway at Laguna Seca. Oh, what a fantastic racetrack. Fun to climb aboard and walk that track and watch the guys race around that track. But again, that is presented by the Peterson Automotive Museum, and they're in L.A., and they give you a little bit of rundown. August 12th, you can watch it on YouTube again, youtube.com. Monterey Car Week tradition, of course, Wednesday. They kick it off with the McCall's Motor Works Revival there at Monterey Jet Set, live auction hosted by Bring a Trailer, and a BMW will be there. But you can all watch it. They also have a donut media program there. That'll be good. Good. I always like donuts, Krispy Kremes. Of course, Thursday's Rockin' and Rollin', a collector car show hosted by ClassicCars.com. Private garage tours will be going on. Now, all this, of course, they're going to have the C8 there, Corvette C8, that is. And then Friday, the Quail will be lit up there on YouTube. You can see what's going on there at the Quail. The Quail is a beautiful place where they set the cars on the lawn, and things have changed, of course, as you say. It's going to be a virtual Pebble Beach this year. They had canceled Pebble Beach, but they're doing virtual on it. So don't climb right in the cockpit there and go virtual. Go YouTube, and if you Google it or just go to the Peterson Automotive Museum, you'll see their YouTube channel. And I want to share that with everybody because I want to miss it, not being there, being able to, because of the COVID-19 pandemic that's happening right here, right now, and all that. So it'll be nice. I want to share that with you, and hope to see you there one year. I remember when I first went in, it was I was with McGuire's Car Wax, of course, as one of the broadcasters. My very first year with McGuire's, I went in by myself, and Barry McGuire asked me if I would do my show there live, and I said, "Oh, absolutely." So I came out of Boise, Idaho, from my talk show, and went down to Pebble Beach and did it over the phone and brought that back to the airways of Boise, Idaho and the surrounding area of Oregon and Washington, and had a great time doing it. And they, all of you liked it, and they wanted more of it. So it was a great time to be able to launch that from Pebble Beach to see it bright and early, and then came back and got to talk to Carol Shelby and a lot of other great people, Jay Leno, Tim Allen, etc., Craig Jackson, Barrett Jackson. All that. So, but hey, you know, it's time to grab another email here on Auto World. We got enough time to get into the, oh, this bag is so full of emails. I appreciate all of you sending all the emails to me. And here's one from Jeff. He says, here listening to you, Mark from Nevada. Awesome show. Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. With that said, Nevada, he says, Reno, awesome. Well, guess what? That's a shout out to KNNR AM 1400, Reno Sparks. Oh, yeah. Carson City. Love Carson City. Great little town. All you folks are, hope everything's doing good for you there in that area. And thank you for tuning in and listening. And Jeff, thanks for sending an email. And the email, Jeff says, just bought a new used car from my son. It is a 2004 Chevy Trailblazer. When I purchased it, there was no light, engine light on, or as you call it, a money light. And now there is. Service engine soon light on. We've only owned it for 2 weeks. Now I think the dealer cleared the codes to turn the light off. We had it scanned and at a parts store here in the Reno area, and they said that it had a PO420 code. I guess that is a catalytic converter problem. Question mark he's got there. It looks to be a new catalytic converter. Looks like the old owner has been chasing this problem for a long time. Help! Where do we go from here, Mark? Thank you again, Jeff. Well, Jeff, 420, let's clear something up. Now, each and every sensor, folks, has got a code number on it, fault code number, and Jeff's got the 420. 420, Jeff, if I'm not mistaken now, I need to dig in a little deeper, but off the tip of my tongue, 420 is not a catalytic converter. It is actually a upstream, like fish swimming, upstream O2 sensor. And when I mean upstream, you have a catalytic converter. That means the O2 sensor that's before the catalytic converter is bad, period. It's bad. Now, there's a couple things here I want to talk about. Is that first off, the electrical connection going to that upstream. Usually that upstream O2 sensor is screwed right into the exhaust manifold, Jeff. And then after the cat, is downstream. So we're talking about upstream. That upstream O2 sensor is screwed into the exhaust manifold. You need the engine cold. Spray some PB Blaster on it, loosens it up, break it loose. But I want to make sure that your electrical wires haven't been burnt. See, with that one at the exhaust manifold like that, it could have burnt the electrical wires, causing it not to be able to read. If the wiring harness going to the O2 sensor looks good, then you're good to go. Disconnect, unscrew the O2 sensor, put a new O2 sensor in there. I recommend AC Delco on those. Those Bosch or other universals will not work. And they'll keep the money light or the engine light on. Get a new O2 sensor, you'll be good to go. By the way, you don't need to disconnect the battery to disconnect the O2 sensor electrical connection. Next week, we'll talk a little bit about what I just said there, meaning that you need a memory saver tool, and do you have one? Well, next week, you'll find out. Again, folks, another hour, third hour, Auto World, you just took and just spent it with me. I appreciate it. I want to thank everybody that keeps Auto World going. Of course, is Axelrod Alex, got grease on the axle at all times, my producer. General Motor George, thanks for being my chief engineer. Keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out, taking care of the affiliates. Lugnut Lee, our program director, marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lying Lucy. She's always lying to me. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Oh, yeah. My customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? And, of course, my PR director, Bobby Besser. Thanks for being with me. Drive safe, everyone. This has been a Loose Nut production.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.